recognize everybody has an SCA, everybody has weaknesses. And even Lot was offered compassion by God in regard to his, if you will, pathetic life as a believer. Obviously, by blessing by association is the primary reason. But God showed compassion upon him in this respect. So we are to find that balance and approach people and approach to life appropriately, recognizing what's wrong, but not overreacting otherwise and making the proper applications. So one, a doctrine of compassion, introduction. A, compassion recognizes the sorrow or distress of another with the urge to help. Sometimes, through doctrine, God may give you insight even with respect to the life of another, recognizing things that they don't see. Think about Lot's situation in Abraham. Lot didn't know what was coming down the pike. But Abraham knew what was coming down the pike. And obviously, his appeal to God, to Yahweh, was on behalf, in part, on Lot's behalf in that respect, and recognizing that he needed help. And the distress that was associated with the distress that the Sodomites would have on their own life when God brings the destruction, rains the destruction upon them. So B, it is synonymous with pity, sympathy, and showing mercy. Compassion and mercy are closely related. C, compassion is slightly different from mercy, in that mercy emphasizes the disposition to restrain from judgment otherwise deserved and power to forgive. Compassion looks to the desire or will, one's motivation, to express mercy, recognizing the helplessness of one in need. There's no way that they can help themselves. See. There's no way Lot could help himself under the current situation. D, it is a byproduct of caring for or loving another living thing. The normal expression of love is to exercise compassion, grace, leniency, mercy, all these things towards those others that we love. And under divine love, obviously, we are to implement the attitude of compassion as God makes available. It is part of God's plan of grace. God shows compassion to us. Hence, we are to extend that and reciprocate and show compassion to others. Exodus 33:19. Moses prays for Yahweh to show his glory, and he said, verse 19, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. God determines it, obviously, based on what he knows in regards to others, and dictated by his righteousness, justice, etc., the remainder of his attributes. So, his is an expression of grace, and in that grace, he, if you will, lends a hand to those who have fallen into a helpless estate otherwise. The old saying, God helps those who help themselves, is malarkey. God helps those who can't help themselves. That's nothing more than human viewpoint, the legalists. trying to push things. We're not decrying application of the doctrine. Man had no way in the world to pull themselves out of the hole in which they found themselves in from the garden. They couldn't help themselves. So God interceded.
See.
Two, in the vocabulary for our definition of compassion, A, in the Hebrew, and sometimes you'll find it translated maybe as mercy otherwise, but as some of these words kind of assimilate the nuances. One, you have the verb kamal, C-H-A-M-A-L. It literally means to spare. Translated concern, have or had compassion, or pity. Two, you have the noun kemelah, C-H-E-M-L-A-H, as a noun, means compassion or mercy. Three, you have the verb rakam, R-A-C-H-A-M, means to love, translated have compassion. Find compassion, finds mercy, had or has compassion, mercy, pity, show compassion. All those nuances based on the situation. For the noun rakam, the only difference there is that little mark underneath the first letter on the right there, the first letter, comma saw tooth versus a commas between these two nouns. Calm. One has a commas of tooth, and the one below it just simply has a commas, one little mark. And you wouldn't even know that in the literal Hebrew text, because the vowel pointing was inserted into the Hebrew text after the fact. The Hebrew text is nothing but consonants. So I'm glad there's some geniuses that went before us to work this out so it make it easier for us. Means the noun means compassion, mercy. Five, then you have the noun rekem, vowel pointing a little different, R-E-C-H-E-M, using the plural to express intensity. It's only used one time. It's a hop hox, translated compassion. The adjective six, rakum, R-A-C-H-U-M, means compassionate or merciful. Seven, the adjective rakamani, R-A-C-H-A-M-A-N-I-Y, adjective is feminine in gender, means compassionate. Eight, you have the verb kush, C-H-U-S. To pity, look upon with compassion, be sorry, concern, had or have compassion, have pity, look with pity, show pity, or spare, like sparing someone's life. Then you have the nine, the verb nakam, N-A-C-H-A-M. Literally, it means to relent or repent. That simply means to change one's mind. It's translated compassion two times to indicate God's compassion expressed towards his servants. Deuteronomy 32:6. The two times it is translated disregards. Do you thus repay the Lord? O foolish and unwise people. 32:36, excuse me, that's the wrong one. For the Lord will vindicate his people and will have compassion on his servants. And this is language of accommodation, meaning that in spite of the deserved judgment, what would normally come down the pike if people make reversion recovery, etc., God then calls off the dogs. Hence, He has compassion and provides grace in His stead. I have compassion on His servants when He sees that their strength is gone and there is none remaining, bond or free. Again, find themselves in a helpless estate, dispersed throughout the nations, Israel, as subject matter. Psalm 135:14. For the Lord will judge His people and will have compassion on His servants. 10, then you have the verb kanan, C-H-A-N-A-N. It literally means to show favor or be gracious, to apply grace, as we might say. It is translated one time as compassion. To illustrate God's grace employs compassion. Compassion is part of this grace package. Job 8:5. If you would seek God, implore the compassion of the Almighty. So to be positive to doctrine, when you're a God seeker in this vein, then you expect grace with the entitlement of compassion attached to it. And it goes a long ways. A lot further than most of us probably recognize on a day-to-day basis. God's compassion, as we find ourselves helpless in the extension of grace. We're getting ready after this chapter in regards to Lot to see it with Abraham as he goes in and he sins once again, trying to pawn his wife off as his sister. The grace that God extends to Abraham blesses him through the whole thing. But then that takes more doctrine to discern and appreciate what's going on there, which we'll deal with it when we get there. B, then in the Greek, one, you had the noun eleos, E-L-E-O-S. Primary meaning is mercy or pity. It's translated compassion two times to show the close association, again, between mercy and compassion. Grace, compassion, mercy, again, all these things. Or sisters of love, if you will, divine love. Matthew 9:13. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous but sinners. Jesus dealing with the legalists, the Judaizers, the legalistic Jews, the Pharisees of his time. People that are so self-righteous, etc., condemning him for who he hangs out with, even though they don't recognize the idea of positive volition, obviously. They just look at people and their station in life, maybe their profession, and they draw their own conclusions. And they think highly of themselves. God's not after religiosity. He is after the applicable applications of Bible doctrine towards one another. And I'm sure glad He came to call sinners, or else I've been left out of the book. Matthew 12:7. But if you had known what this means, again, I desire compassion, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. How people look at other people and evaluate and critique them. The way God looks at it is often a completely different picture, especially when it's not aligned with doctrine by people. We all have our weaknesses. We all have our failures. and people can look at us because of our affairs, look at our affairs with their nose in the air, if you will. But we have compassion towards one another because we see something they don't see. It's called positive volition. It's a soul that is out to seek God to its extreme, more or less. They have the closest relationship and abide by His Word to the best of our abilities and to serve in such capacity. That's what we see with one another. That's why we're willing to put up with each other in that sense. See? I know you have to put up a lot with your pastor, but it's all right. The shoe fits on the other foot too. Don't forget that. Two, you had the verb splognitomai. Must be Polish, I don't know. Greek, splachnizomai. Literally, the verb means to be moved in the inward parts, hence to feel compassion. Our emotions are designed to help us identify in regards to our thought processes. To feel compassion is primary word used for compassion. For passion, used 12 times. Three, you have the verb oikteiro, oikteiro, means to pity, have compassion on. Four, the noun oktirmos, oikteirmos, compassion, pity, mercy. And five, finally, the adjective plousphlognos, plousphlognos, adjective, it's used one time, hapax, James 5:11, very compassionate, full of compassion, James 5:11, in the context of behold, we count those blessed who endured. You have heard the endurance of Job and seen the outcome. The Lord's dealing, the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. In spite of all of his testing, etc. In spite of the fact that it looks like everything is just dumped on his head. Nothing good can come out of all this. But all the time, God had compassion towards him. See? And then he proved it later on. All right, good place to pick up Sunday morning. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to lighten us these things in Jesus' name. Amen.